Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. Episode 122. That's right. We did it. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We have an awesome show for you today. I'm going to let you guys know all about my trip to Alaska that I just got back last weekend with the Dirty Heads. It was so much fun. I have a few more people that need to be taught a lesson today, and they are going to learn. I'm going to fill you guys all in about things going on with Roman Duddy, things going on with the Dirty Heads, and I am going to bring back one of everybody's favorite segments. I learned something really cool while I was out in Alaska this past weekend. So I have a conspiracy query. That's right. I will have that today. All that stuff. Enough of that. Let's get into it. But before we do, if you are listening and you have not gone to Facebook yet and joined the Feeling Good with Duddy Facebook group, please do. It's a lot of fun. Everyone that's listening, you know, they're all over there hanging out. They talk about the show. It's a rad community. It really is a lot of fun over there. So please go sign up on Facebook for the Feeling Good with Duddy group. And a lot of the things we talk about on here will make a lot more sense. And you can ask me questions over there that might get answered on this show. All right, enough of that. Let's get into it right now. All right, so Dirty Heads news. We just got back from Alaska. And man, it was an amazing trip. Well, the trip started out like most of our trips start out these days when we're flying. Our flight got delayed so far that our flights got canceled, and then we had to reschedule all our flights. And we ended up hanging out for about 5 hours in the lounge at the airport, which for us means we just sat there and drank at the bar at the lounge for 5 hours before we got on our flight. So that's how our trip started. And honestly, it seems like more often than not nowadays, that's how our trips start. We get to the airport, we get down to the lounge, we all get a notification that you are screwed and you will be here for the next however long until they tell you that your flight has now been canceled and everyone scrambles and gets middle seats. It's great. We love it. But no, we had a good time. We made the best of it. But oh, actually, one very funny story. I'm sitting in the lounge and, you know, we're already probably been there 3 hours, so we're on somewhat of a good one. And this lady comes up to me, maybe like a 60-year-old lady, and she's out like on a ladies' trip, you know, like they're going, I forget where they were going, but it was her and a couple other ladies, and they were like, we're all over there, and we were talking, and we couldn't figure out who you were, but I know who you are. I figured it out. And I was like, oh yeah, who am I? And she goes, you're Stick Figure. That's what she said. I just laughed. I was like, no, I'm not. And she goes, yes, you are. I know it. And I said, I'm not Stick Figure. And she goes, I know it. I know you're Stick Figure, but I don't want to blow up your spot. So she's like walks away and goes back to her friends. And then I see her doing the whole thing with the phone where she's looking at the phone and looking at me and looking at the phone. And then she gets back up and she runs over. She goes, oh, you're Dirty Heads. Yeah, but I don't know. I thought it was really funny because all the guys were just dying when... Because she came up to me, so all the guys were like watching it happen. And when she said, your Stick Figure, of course, the 10 dudes I'm with that have all been drinking just died. Thought it was the funniest thing in the entire world. So yeah, that was pretty funny. But we make it to Alaska. The show is absolutely amazing. The fans were just, couldn't have asked for a better crowd. The day was beautiful. The venue was cool. It was just a perfect show. We had so much fun. And then the next day, we actually had the whole day off because our flight wasn't until 1 a.m. the next day. And so we went and took a drive to this little town called Whittier. If you haven't heard of Whittier, Alaska, and I think I'm saying it right, Whittier, look it up. This place was wild. It was very cool. I'm so happy I went and just saw this with my own eyes. But this town, to get there... from Anchorage, it was about maybe an hour and a half drive, maybe a little less. But once you get to, you know, Whittier, you have to go through a 2.5-mile tunnel through the mountain. And it's only big enough for one lane of cars. So it's one of those where, like, you have to wait until all the cars come through and then they stop that side and then this side goes. So we waited a good 20 minutes outside the tunnel before we can even go through. Then you go through this 2.5 mile tunnel that feels like the starting of a zombie film. It was terrifying, but awesome. And then you get to this little town, and it's just, this is no joke. The population is like 250 people, and they all live in one building. One building. The whole town lives in it, which I found out is a little false. We heard that from a couple people, but then I did talk to a local. There is another smaller building that some people live in, so technically there's two buildings, but like 90% of the town lives in one building and like 10% live in the other. So still pretty wild, but a beautiful little town, just a fishing town. There was just fishing boats everywhere, just one little street with some shops and a couple little, like, you know, cafe type restaurants. And that was really it. And then you can see the building that everyone lives in up in the mountains, just like right into the mountain. And then over to the left of that one, there's another huge building, but it's abandoned. It's where people used to live, but now they live in this new one. And the old building is abandoned, and it's just this humongous building in the mountain that's abandoned that they say now is just completely filled with bears. So Whittier, pretty cool town. Check it out. Look it up if you haven't heard of it, because I thought it was pretty rad. Yeah, that was that. That's all we really got to do. We did go, they took us to go do a hike, and it ended up being about a 2.5 mile hike up the mountain in the snow. And I was in like tennis shoes and jeans, so I got about a 0.5 mile in, and we were like, what are we doing here? And we turned back around, and we turned back around, and on the way back from Whittier, driving back to Anchorage, we saw this little bar called the Black Bear Saloon that was just tucked up into the mountain, just in the middle of nowhere. We pulled up in there, had a couple beers and like a burger. So that was really cool. Alaska, thank you so much. We had such a great time, such a beautiful place, and I can't wait to go back. Oh, and one more thing that's awesome about Alaska. If you didn't know, like, everywhere's got their delicacies or whatever. Like, you go to Philly and you get a Philly cheesesteak. You go to New York, you get pizza. You go to Boston, you get a cream pie. I don't know. You get what I'm saying. You go to Alaska, you get reindeer. That's their thing. That's what you got to have, reindeer out there. It's on every menu. And they get there, have you tried the reindeer? I did try the reindeer. It's good. It just tastes like a gamey sausage kind of thing, you know? But I do remember, this isn't my first time in Alaska, so I already knew that. But some of the crew guys or people that we were there with that, like, that was their first time, they're like, reindeer? And they're like, I didn't even know reindeer was a real thing. I thought it was just like a Christmas thing, but like, reindeer is a real thing. And I remember like 10 years ago was my first time going to Alaska, and I didn't know either. So I can't act like they were dumb. I was like, reindeer? What, like, I thought that was a mystical thing that was only you know, around during Christmas and for children's stories. But no, reindeer's a thing. You can order it and you can have it to eat in Alaska. So that's fun. And other than that, Dirty Heads News, we have our big summer tour, like we talked about last episode, coming up with Slightly Stupid. And it's going to be such an awesome show. We have Common Kings and the Elevators coming out. The lineup's insane. If you haven't got your tickets yet, please go get them. They are going very quickly. Some of the shows are already sold out, and a lot of them are getting close. So go and get your tickets right now for the Slightly Dirty summer tour, Dirty Head, Slightly Too Stupid, Common Kings, Elevators. Gonna be insane. But before that, we will be at Red Rocks. July 1st, we will be playing Red Rocks, and those tickets are all like red alert, almost sold out right now. Like, there's maybe 400 or 500 tickets left to that show. And so that's going to be sold out in the next week or so. If you haven't got your tickets, get them, or you're going to be very bummed out. That's about it for Dirty Heads. Actually, one more thing for Dirty Heads news that's kind of cool is we have a limited edition 7-inch vinyl that's going to be coming out. We're doing a thing with Bandcamp, and we're going to make only 300 of them, and it's going to be a 7-inch vinyl. One side's going to be Rescue Me, and the other side's going to be Life's Been Good. I don't know the exact date that that's dropping, but it is going to be soon, because I've already gotten all the artwork and everything's done, and it looks awesome. Of course, all the art was done by Dave. You know, our own bass player, Dave, and he killed it once again. So you guys can be looking forward to those coming out. And yeah, that's about it for Dirty Heads news. Roman Duddy, like I said last year, not a lot going on. He's a very busy band right now. you know, Dirty Heads are busy. So we just don't have a lot going on. But we do, we are going to be in San Diego on September 28th at Mission Bay Fest. You can get your tickets right now. We are playing the same day as Iration and Pepper. So it's just going to be an amazing show. So get your tickets now for Roman Duddy at Mission Bay Fest, September 28th. I would love to see all of y'all there. And that's about it for music news and whatnot. So I think it is time to let's talk about some people that need to learn a lesson. All right. The first person that needs to be taught a lesson today, it's not really a person. This is more like we need to talk to like Big Chicken on this. Like, I think this is just a problem with Big Chicken. This has been boggling my mind for years. I don't understand this. And if anybody out there has any insight on why this is a thing, maybe just tell me. Like, I'm sure I'll post a video on this, or just in the comments on the Facebook page or something. Let me know, because I don't get it. Why can I go to the store and get 12 chicken legs, like 12 drumsticks that are, you know, yay big? Drumsticks, like a full-size chicken leg. I can get 12 of those for like $7. But if I want 12 chicken wings, which are a third of the size, that's $18? I just don't get this. Nothing about this makes sense. Every time I go to the store and I look at that, and it's like, I just want to have some chicken wings. If you go to a restaurant nowadays and you try to get chicken wings, it's like the most expensive thing on the menu. But if they've got chicken legs on the menu, it might as well be an appetizer. It's like they're just like nothing. But it's the same thing, just way bigger. Why are we paying three times as much for chicken that's a third of the size? I don't understand it. Can somebody please help me with this mystery that has been boggling people's minds for years now? I'm not going to slap this person because it's way bigger than a slap. I'm going to shoot this person. I don't know exactly where yet. I'm going to shoot him in the pocket because they're probably full. I'm going to make a hole in your pocket. It's going to go into your thigh. It's going to hurt. You're not going to die. You're going to be fine, but you're going to have a hole in your pocket. And every time you put that chicken wing money in there, it's going to fall out so that we can pick some up and afford chicken wings. All right. So this next person that we're going to teach a quick little lesson to. This one's not a big deal. We love this person. It's going to be a light slap. It's actually someone that we cherish. It's a fan. It's one of our fans. It's someone who comes to our shows. You've all seen this person. You might have even come to a show with this person, or you might even be this person. And if you are, I'm not mad at you. It's okay. Still love you. Thank you for coming to the shows. Just want to say, if you're in the crowd and it's mid-set, and then you all of a sudden are like, hey, I need to get an autograph right now, I'm going to hold up this sign that says, will you sign this thing for me? Well, I can't. Little bit busy. And your sign is blocking everyone behind you from seeing the show. Or let's say you hold a hat up and a marker and you're looking at the singer, or let's say me who's playing guitar and singing into a microphone, hands are full playing guitar, singing into a mic. If I were to go and sign that object right then, I would have to stop playing guitar. I would have to stop singing into the microphone. Thus, I would have to stop the entire set to go sign your hat. I get it. You're excited. You're having a great time. We love you. We are so happy you're there, and we are so happy you're enjoying yourself. But I'm just saying, maybe it can wait till after the set, or, you know, you can hang out by the buses after the show. A lot of times we go out there and we sign stuff and whatnot. You get what I'm saying. We love you. Just maybe mid-set's not the best time for autographs. Let's change up the mood here a little bit. Let's get into something creepy. Let's do a conspiracy query. Now, for you, those of you who don't know and are new to the show, this is a conspiracy query. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is where I just find out something that I think's cool or creepy, and then I'm not saying I believe in it, and I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm just asking if you guys believe in conspiracy queries. And this one is super fun, and I learned about it while I was in Alaska this last weekend. And this one is called the Black Pyramid of Alaska. And it's super fun. So it's about this mysterious black pyramid that is under the mountains in Alaska. And I have a little bit of info here on it. This is great pod right here. Its existence was accidentally revealed on a KTVA CBS Channel 11 in Anchorage newscast back in 1990s. And that newscast has been utterly scrubbed from the internet, and hard copies have been destroyed. Not even the station was permitted to keep a copy of it. Its location is somewhere in a forested area between Denali National Park and Nome. It's underground and is concealed by a military base and can only be accessed by one elevator shaft that takes you down to it, and nobody's allowed in there, and nobody knows what's going on down in the Black Pyramid. And it is there, apparently. It is there, but no one knows why it's there or how it got there. One of the stories I heard was the Chinese was doing nuclear bomb tests underground, and like the explosions were so big that they were able to see the seismic activity underground in Alaska. So they really started focusing on it, and once they started focusing on that, they found this like void in like their grid of underground where they just couldn't see anything. There was nothing there. So they dug down to it, and that's where they found this black pyramid. And no one really knows too much about it. Seems pretty creepy. And when I have looked up things, it seems like it is a thing that is there, but nobody really knows what it is. And everyone that, you know, talked to me about it in Alaska was like, oh no, it's there. It's a place. It's all guarded off. You can't get to it. No one's allowed over there. And there has been studies that say all around the area of where this is, all the animals are much more aggressive. I don't know. Could it be because of the Black Pyramid of Alaska? I don't know. But I want you guys to tell me if you guys believe in the Black Pyramid of Alaska. That's a fun one. I really like that one. All right, so moving on, it is time for us to get into some Q&A questions. These all questions all came from people over at the Feeling Good with Duddy group on Facebook. If you haven't joined yet, please head on over there. It's a lot of fun, and you might get one of your questions answered on the podcast just like this. Let's get into it.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Let's get into these Q&A questions that have come from the members of our Feeling Good with Duddy group on Facebook. Before I get into them, actually, a lot of people asked, is Cutlass ever going to come back? Am I ever going to release any more Cutlass gear? Unfortunately, no. We have closed that down. It's a thing of the past. It was a lot of fun when we did it. I learned a lot while doing it, but no, Cutlass is no longer a thing, and I don't plan on releasing any more Cutlass gear in the future. But that being said, in the midst of building my website right now, like I did talk about on last episode, I believe, and I am gonna have some merch for this podcast up on there, and I've also got some fun like merch items that don't really have to do with the podcast, just some fun merch that I'm making on my own too. So that should be up hopefully in the next month or so. So sorry about the Cutlass thing, but on to the new. And also a lot of people were asking me about Orange Ball Guy updates. No updates on that, but I'm pretty sure that was part of the Roman Duddy podcast. So you're asking questions about a different podcast? Those kind of things could get you in trouble on here. in the future. I'll let you slide right now, but you know, in the future, you could definitely get muted for asking questions about a different show. Oh my God. And speak of the devil, I see the red light is blinking as we speak. That could only mean one thing. Is it true? Is the mutilator calling in? I believe he is. Let's see what he has to say.
Yes, of course. Simply put, yes, it's me, the mutilator. Hi, everybody. You've missed me a lot, of course, and I might have thought of you once or twice while taking a poop, each and every one. If I'm constipated, I simply think of the comment section of Feeling Good with Duddy and oops-a-daisy, there comes the poo sliding right out, of course. And once again, I'm here. I am feeling constipated and need to slide one out. So I went through the comment section of Feeling Good with Duddy. And welcome back, everybody, by the way. I gotta get back to work. I'm in, of course, Northern California, re-sliming the trees with Mama Papa Salamander. So let me get right to it. Kristen Leigh Ulden something. Your name's Kristen Haggett, okay? It's what I know you as. But of course, your middle name, Lay, is, I like that too. It's what I'd like to do next to you, if you can. She not only asked a silly question last week, a very personal, very who cares question of, hey, Duddy, do you still have the poster that we made you from Who Cares When? And Duddy, I'm assuming, ignored it. I don't listen to the show. I don't know. But I'm assuming that because she asked once again. And she began her question with a shameful moment of, I know that I've already asked this question, but here it is again. Twice is a charm for Kristen Leigh Ulden Haggett is her name. And she asked a silly question again about the poster, and let me take over here. Duddy does not know where the poster is, okay? He couldn't possibly answer your question, Kristen. I know where it is because I used it to wipe my ass. Yes, a long time ago when I was still in the bunker, we were all out of toilet paper. And I said, well, this looks like it'll do. And I crumpled it up and I wiped my, you know, salamander pot. And I clogged the toilet, if that's any consolation. I flushed a few times. It wouldn't go down. And then the water started coming up. I just left the bunker. I don't even know. Last I saw, there was a turd creeping up over the bowl and about to spill over, mixed in with, of course, pee and your poster. So, anywho, Kristen, I'd also like to say this. Congratulations on getting married. Your husband is a very nice-looking man, but I also noticed when looking through all of your new photos something else very new about you. Two things, if I might. And I don't want to say what they are, but there are two huge boobs attached to your chest and a mutie-likey. Ecky doke. Well, anyway, back to the point at hand. Much like the turd that I flushed down the toilet with your poster next to it, I will be flushing your ability to post down the toilet for the next 5 days. You're my first mute of the year, and I do ask, you could take as many as 2 days off of your muting if you DM me some bathing suit photos. Bye, everybody. Play my music, little penis Luke.
Well, that was interesting. He's back. Mutilator is back, ladies and gentlemen. You better watch yourself. You better keep it in line over there on the Feeling Good with Duddy group, or you may get muted. I'm not going to lie. I think 5 days was a little rough for the first muting of the year. I think he got a little excited. I'm gonna shoot him a text and see if we can get that dropped down a couple days as a wedding gift. Maybe we'll get you a 24-hour mute. I think five's a little rough, but definitely deserves at least 24, maybe 48-hour mute. We'll see, though. I'll give him a text. We'll see if he's feeling nice or not. Let's get into some of these other questions, and oh, boy, am I scared after that. Let's see here. This comes from Danielle Turek. The question is, how amazing was it to work with Jim Messina? It was actually insanely amazing. He was like the sweetest dude. Like the second he came into the studio, it was just like, oh, this is amazing. He's like a legend, first of all, but he came in just like, he just felt like, you know, the nicest dude in the world that you just wanted to hang out with and listen to rad stories from his past. Not only that, he was such a great guy to work with vocally in the studio. He had us all sit in a room and we just worked out our parts, me, him, and Rome. And we had these three part harmonies we were singing, and he wouldn't let us go into the vocal booth until we can sing all together the whole song in the room, a cappella, all the harmonies and everything. Like, he was like, we're not going anywhere near that vocal booth until we can do it in here live together, which was really cool. And I've never worked like that. And it was a lot of work, but the second we got in the vocal booth, we just killed it because we had sat there with him and worked it all out. So he's on to something. There's a reason why he sounds so damn good. Let's see here. What else do we got? Teresa McGrath. Am I saying that wrong? I don't know. Says, who was the bigger bully growing up, you or Jake? Neither of us were big bullies, you know, but we got into brotherly arguments and stuff, and he was older, so, you know, it definitely, there was times where he had his friends over and I'd get picked on a little bit. But looking back, like, neither of us were huge bullies at all. We got along pretty good for the most part. Jake Huff says, any updates on the animated Island Glow video you talked about during Rome and Duddy? Yes, I actually just saw an updated version of it a couple days ago. It's probably about 3/4 of the way done. Now, you got to understand, these are people who work for Pixar, and they're doing this on their off time for free. So they're very busy, and whenever they can find a little bit of time, they get together and they work on this video for us. But from what I've seen, it's amazing. It's definitely taken a little longer than they thought, but it's nothing that we can try to rush them through because they're just doing it out of the kindness of their hearts and they're working really hard on it. So it will be done one day, hopefully soon. And I can't wait for you guys to see it because it's super cool. Super cool. Jason Panic says, Duddy, you got the day off to fish. What species is your favorite to target? Bass. I love targeting bass. I love like pond fishing and just things like that. And, there's just something about catching a bass. They have a good fight. It's fun. Like, especially when we're with their buddies, it's like, who can catch the heaviest one? Who's catching the biggest one that day is kind of always like the fun thing. I don't know. I'm always aiming for bass, but I'll take whatever hooks on there. Let's see here. Oh, Shannon is asking when you guys will be able to hear some full length songs from Sophia, who's my daughter. If you didn't know, my daughter Sophia, she's 16, and she's been writing and playing guitar and piano now, writing her own songs, and she has an amazing voice, and she writes these amazing songs. And we're starting to work out some of her songs and make some demos, and there's nothing set in stone. I'm in no rush. She's still busy. Like, she's away right now. She's in Vegas for the next 5 days at like a horse, like barrel racing tournament. So she's got things that she's doing, and I don't want to like force her too much into just like, oh, we got to do this music thing now. So we're just letting her do her thing. I'm letting her create with no pressure. And, you know, the time will come when it's right is kind of where I'm at right now with that. And before I get into this next one, I'm actually getting a text message. Oh, it's from the Mutilator. He says, Kristen, tell Kristen I got her photos. Thank you very much. He's going to knock 3 days off of your mute. He's very happy with them. And I'm going to see if I can, maybe he can send them to me and I'll post them on the, I'll post them on the thread. So that's nice. You're down to 2 days, 2 days muted. That's good news. And before, let's see, I'll get into one more. Oh, man. Yep, I'm going to end it after this next question because it just upsets me. The fact that I'm still hearing this question and the fact that people think it's still okay to ask such a just silly question. I don't understand why people are so concerned with what other people eat on their pizza. I, for one, don't care if you put shit on your pizza and eat that. And because you asked this question, Tim Evans, I think that you put shit on your pizza and then you eat it. That's right. And I'm going to do something. That question is going to make me want to do something I've never done before. I'm not going to call the mutilator back and ask him what should happen here. I'm just going to take care of this myself. And I'm going to make you split Kristen's mute time. So now you have 24 hours mute. Kristen's got 24 hours mute. And just let it be known, anyone else who ever asks me a question about some pineapple question again, you're getting a 24-hour mute. That's it. That's the end of the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that some of you guys learned a lesson. And I hope that you will be back next week. Head on over to the Facebook page. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can already tell. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.